Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Every Monday we visit with MLive's Angela Whitrock to discuss Lansing area business and development and politics and other news. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Mark.
Nice to see you. Did you catch the segment with Mayor Brunero?
I did. You know I always listen.
Okay. Always listen on your way in.
I do, on my phone as I was walking in.
You know a thing or two about these 425 agreements, and I got wind of this just before I spoke with Mayor Brunero on Friday when we taped that little encounter. Apparently the Norplaz project in Delta Township, Lansing does have a 425 agreement for some parts of Delta Township, as I understand it. I wound the mayor up with that and asked and inquired, because inquiring current state minds want to know, was there any possibility that the Norplaz project could have been in one of those 425 zones and generated some revenue for the city of Lansing? Here is how Mayor Brunero responded.
We were not privy to the discussions. So unless I'm not going to go in on somebody else's deal. See, I'm not going to, you know, this was something between Delta Township, MEDC, I believe, and Magna. So we were not going to horn in and say, well, no, we think you should be here. We were not invited to the table. To my knowledge, we weren't there. And again, I look at it as a win for the region.
I guess my question for you is how do 425 agreements, when they do take place, who takes the lead on getting these two municipalities together? What do you know about that?
Well, the whole point of a 425 is to give townships access to some of the capital and other tax tools that cities have. Usually, in the case of some of the GM plants that are in the Lansing area, there would be a 425 drawn up, and it would be because Delta Township on its own couldn't offer some of the tax capture and refunding devices that Lansing could, or they could, but it wouldn't generate enough tax to make it worthwhile, essentially. So, you know, my estimation is that it probably was not necessary for Norplaz. They probably did not need the help that the city could offer, so they never sought it out.
Okay. And does it make sense to you that this may not have been pursued by the mayor or anybody in the administration? Is that not how it works?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I think, you would assume that with a regional economic development agency like LEAP, that maybe those conversations would have taken place. But then again, maybe they only take place if necessary.
Mm. You are reporting on MLive, or will report shortly, about, I don't know if it's a merger or what you would describe it, but a merger, I believe, involving the MSU Federal Credit Union and another body. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, the story just went live on MLive.com/Lansing. And what we've learned is that the Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, which is like the 55th largest credit union in the country, is planning to merge with the Eaton County Educational Credit Union, which is a one-branch, smaller credit union in Eaton County. Now, merger is the technical term, but what's really going to happen is that the Eaton County Educational Credit Union will be sort of absorbed into MSUFCU.
Is this the first? This is the first time this has happened
this
with
the
MSU?
This is the first time this has ever happened. Yeah, I talked to their spokeswoman, April Klobes, yesterday, and she told me that, you know, this was really sort of a fortuitous event. MSUFCU was looking to expand into Eaton County because they have so many members there, and Eaton County Educational Credit Union was, you know, their CEO was retiring, and like a lot of small credit unions, having a hard time growing in this economy, and so it ended up being a really, you know, seamless fit for them.
Any other impact there? I mean, will people who are currently served by the Eaton County Credit Union, is there apt to be any resistance to becoming a part of this much bigger organization? Or do you think they'll generally see that as a good thing?
You know, they'll get a chance to actually vote on it. So after state and federal regulators weigh in, which should happen this week, assuming they allow the merger to go forward, the members of the Eaton County Credit Union will get a chance to vote, and they can approve or deny the merger. So we'll know more then, I guess.
We should also point out MSUFCU is full disclosure, MSUFCU is a underwriter of this program, so we want to be absolutely upfront about that. We lost an extraordinary guy on Friday here in Lansing, a guy by the name of John Pollard, and I think anybody who ever attended a Lansing City Council meeting, there's a pretty good chance that they rubbed shoulders with John Pollard. And you had occasion, you and I both had occasion to interview John for stories. Tell us your account of what this guy was all about and what he did.
You know, John was really sort of a journalist kind of gadfly, I guess. You know, he was so much more than that. He was a really diligent follower of city politics and business. I mean, I never met anyone outside of other reporters who would take copies of the budget and mark them up and track them year after year, or who knew so much about the history of everything that had happened in the city. I mean, he was just relentless. And one of the great things about him was that he shared everything. You know, he didn't just come down to council and pontificate. I mean, he told you what was happening that you probably didn't even realize was happening, even if you were a reporter. You know, he was instrumental in uncovering some information about a proposed consolidated police headquarters. He would collate the attendance records of council members.
Amazing.
He filed FOIAs relentlessly. I mean, he was just a wonderful guy. He was tough. I mean, it took a lot for him to tell you, like, that was good, Angela. But when he did, it was just, it was like, wow, I finally made it. John Pollard said, I did something right.
I think if you ever encountered John at a meeting or had a chance to interview him, like you and I did, you never forgot it. The guy packed an awful lot. He could talk.
Yeah.
I sometimes visualize Mayor Bernero on one side and John Pollard on mm-hmm. the other side, and who might win that battle, because John could really, really talk. John passed away from lung cancer, by the way, at the age of 65 on Friday. We've got a little bit of sound from John Pollard, Lansing City Council gadfly, all queued up and ready to go. Let's give a listen to John.
Okay, the first speaker signed up is John Pollard, followed by Darnell Oldham.
John Pollard, 1718 Blair. You know, I think you've got the cart before the horse, as usual, because you have a pilot moratorium, but apparently you don't understand the meaning of the word moratorium. You had a budget policy statement that was issued in the form of resolution number 556 on October 28, 2002, that went into effect January 1st, 2003. So until you pass a resolution eliminating the moratorium, I don't know how you think you're going to get away with this.
I can feel the blood pressure rising in the room just listening back to that. It became a challenge for It became a challenge for me, and I gather it became a challenge for you as well, because John went so deep. He went as deep and often deeper than a lot of reporters, and it became a lot of work,
right,
just sorting through what he said to make sure his numbers were right.
Well, and oftentimes they were. I mean, I got in the habit as a young reporter of following John out. He would deliver his 3-minute speech, and then he would walk out. And sometimes he would go down to the front of City Hall and have a cigarette or just take a break because he was so worked up. And I would follow him out and ask him, "Where are you getting this? You know, how do you know this? I need a copy." And then I would find it and I would track it and I'd think, I mean, it's amazing the amount of things I learned from him about how to be a follow-the-money reporter, how to be a watchdog, and, you know, how to be okay with being kind of the person that maybe is not best friends with everybody in City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. Valuable lessons. Angela Whitrock of MLive, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Mark.